From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Thousands more people are flooding into Cairo's international airport, scrambling to escape the escalating violence in the Egyptian capital. And for a second day, street battles rage between crowds divided over the political fate of President Hosni Mubarak. And fueling global outcries over the violence, reports of pro-Mubarak supporters attacking international journalists, including our own Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
The NPR group which I was with, we were in a residential neighborhood nowhere near the epicenter of the fighting, and we were just trying to talk to people about daily life, and suddenly we were surrounded. We were asked for our identifications. We were accused of being spies and infiltrators, and then it got violent, and what had turned into a mob started beating a colleague of mine. We tried to flee to the car. We were chased, and the crowd was extremely angry. Eventually, the army was called, and they escorted us to safety. Our experience was pretty typical today of what many journalists have been seeing across the city.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro. Within hours of the White House calling for immediate talks between Egypt's government and opposition groups, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton strongly condemned the violence against journalists.
This is a violation of international norms that guarantee freedom of the press, and it is unacceptable under any circumstances.
Clinton echoed a message from Egyptian Vice President Omar Suleiman, who today called for free and fair presidential elections. In a statement in Arabic on Egyptian television, Suleiman also blamed the Muslim Brotherhood, foreign agendas, and agendas by businessmen for what he called state paralysis. A new congressional report says the Fort Hood attack in 2009 that left 13 people dead could have been prevented. NPR's Rachel Martin says the report blames the FBI and the Pentagon for missing signals about the behavior of the alleged shooter, Major Nidal Hassan.
The report says both agencies had, quote, sufficient information necessary to have detected Hassan's radicalization to violent Islamist extremism, but failed to understand and act on it. The Senate Committee on Homeland and Governmental Affairs put out the report. It suggests there were all kinds of red flags that the Department of Defense just missed, including statements by Hassan that attempted to justify suicide bombers and suggestions that U.S. military operations represented a war against Islam. According to the report, Hassan's commanders didn't take action against him because they thought his growing radicalization could help them understand violent Islamist extremism. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Before the close, the Dow was up 20 points at 12,062, NASDAQ up 4 at 2754. This is NPR. The Labor Department says productivity rose at its fastest pace in 8 years in 2010. And NPR's Jim Zaroli reports a nation's job market is showing signs of continued improvement.
Productivity is a measure of how much each worker produces. During weak economic times, companies tend to try to make do with fewer employees, so productivity rises, and that's what happened last year. The Labor Department says productivity was up by 3.6% after going up almost as much the year before. As the economy improves, worker productivity stops rising as fast because companies hire more. The Labor Department says the number of workers filing for unemployment fell to 415,000 last week. That's still too big to lower the stubbornly high unemployment rate very much, but it shows the job market is slowly improving. Tomorrow, the Labor Department will release its January jobs report, which is expected to show that the economy created more jobs during the month. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Retailers are reporting stronger than expected revenues in January, this despite snowstorms. Chains such as Limited Brands and Costco rose more than 1% earlier today. And stocks were opening lower, but now at last check, the Dow is up 20 points at 12,062, and NASDAQ was up 4 at last check at 2754. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' husband says he is a big believer in faith ever since his wife survived the shooting massacre in Tucson last month. Astronaut Mark Kelly told a gathering at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington he's thankful it was miraculous that Gabby survived. This is NPR.